Welcome to CU Wednesdays, brought to you by the Fall River Municipal Credit Union, a show featuring information about money, banking, and finance. With your host, Fall River Municipal Credit Union CEO and President, Matthew Shondek.
Hi, Matt Shondek, President and CEO of the Fall River Municipal Credit Union. Welcome you to CU Wednesdays on the legendary WSAR 1480, sponsored by FRMCU, where we're focused on you. Fall River Municipal Credit Union has been serving the greater Fall River community for over 90 years. With convenient locations, branch locations, we look forward to serving you for many years to come. Stop by or check out our website at frmcu.com to see the many ways we are focused on you. Joining me today is Laura Douglas, president of the Bristol Community College. Today we will be speaking about to Bristol Community College and their involvement in education and the community. It's a great part of the being in the Fall River community in the Bristol County area. And thanks for coming on, President Douglas.
It's my pleasure. It's good to see you.
Yeah, it's always great to have you on. And it's one of those hidden gems that people, you know, that are looking to further their education. It's a great stepping stone for the, especially if someone, you know, doesn't know what they want to do, but they want to get the ball rolling without getting into a four-year degree that's very costly. I mean, there was just some studies saying that the colleges up around Boston, many of them are $90,000 a year or more. And this gives a much more affordable opportunity to get the college degree started, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, a lot of people just don't understand the full range of opportunities that our community colleges give us. But, you know, in a show that talks a lot about money and finance, you know, college still remains a great value as long as it's affordable. And so that's what Bristol Community College aims to do.
Yes. And you know, knowing you and knowing, getting familiar with the college, it's constantly changing to meet the needs of the community and the business force, as well as what the students are going to be looking for. And we're going to have some great conversation during the hour talking about all the great things and some new ventures that are over in New Bedford that I got to tour a couple months ago, and all the great things that are going on at Bristol Community College. And if you're out there, maybe you're a student and you want to say hello to the president, or you had a great experience, you can give us a call, 508-673-1480, and join the conversation. So you've been with the college how long?
7 years.
7 years. Wow. Wow, that's great. And it's a challenging time because, you know, during that 7 years, you know, things were kind of ramping up, and then we got hit with COVID and kind of slowed everything down. But now it seems like it's ramping back up and people are really interested in expanding their education, right?
Yeah, you know, I think we really have COVID in the rearview mirror, and people are coming back. We've had our greatest enrollment surge this past year, so we've been happy that our students are coming back. And yeah, we have, I think there's a lot of renewed interest and a lot of different activities at the college now too. We've got some great speakers coming up. Next week we have Pete Sousa, who is a world renowned photographer. He was the photographer for Barack Obama at the White House, and he's coming to speak at the college. And we've got a number of other great things happening in our theater. So yes, we are back in full speed to where we were before COVID.
Mm-hmm. And if anyone hasn't been up to the campus, there's always constant changes going on over there. And as you mentioned, there's a great theater facility over there, right?
Yes, we have a theater, and we have a large pond area where you can walk around, and many people come and they walk their dogs and they exercise. And you know, community college is really for the community, and community is in our middle name. So we invite people to come and be with us and to use the property that we consider theirs. So come share it with us.
Yeah, it's great. And as we say, the needs change all the time. I mean, what was a needed skill 10 years ago or 7 years ago when you got here has changed, especially with everything going on out in the the area around here. The power plant's gone, but now they're building windmills or
wind turbines. Yeah.
Couldn't get the right word. So there's different needs, and when mm-hmm. people think of turbines, well, they're thinking of the engineers. But there's going to be so many different aspects of building those mm-hmm. to get them built, put together, welded, transported. You know, support for people that are doing those, and that's just one, industry that the college is kind of pivoted to kind of say, okay, what are the needs and how can we help, right?
That's right, yes. And, you know, we collect data from labor market data to really understand where we're, how we're doing in relationship to the jobs that are out there. And we assess all of our academic programs in terms of viability, mm-hmm. including, you know, what are the jobs, what are the salaries. We want to make sure that the students who come to Bristol Community College understand the jobs that are available in those fields. And when they graduate, have access to some of the best jobs. And you're right, offshore wind is a really great example. We have a certificate program, we have a degree program, but we also have a whole training facility for the workforce mm-hmm. Side of things, which is short-term training that is mandatory for anyone that's in this industry. So we could not have a strong offshore wind industry without the right combination of training. And so it's right here in New Bedford, which makes it very convenient for the ports in our area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the facility is great. The chamber had a meeting over there, and we've got a nice mm-hmm. tour. And the things you don't think of, that, you know, these people that are going out to work on these rigs, they have to know how to deal with bad weather, how to deal with falling into the water, and mm-hmm. how to help each other if something happens while they're on these rigs that are out in the middle of nowhere. And the facility, you know, you've kind of built a facility that can really duplicate all kinds mm-hmm. of different scenarios so that people can get comfortable or at least get muscle memory as far as what's going on.
Yeah, you know, to be out in the elements doing that work is definitely a challenge, and to train in that real world scenario is difficult as well. So we create the simulations that mm-hmm. people get comfortable on, and then they're able to go out and be comfortable in the real environment. So yeah, we're very thrilled about our new facility, and we're full steam ahead now with training, which is really exciting for all the different vendors who are in our community and needing those skills.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if you're we're going to talk the whole hour about Bristol Community College, all the great things they offer, and what a financial help it is for people. As we were saying, there's been articles over the last couple of weeks of a lot of the New England colleges are you know, getting to the point where they're $90,000 a year to get the degree. And if you're looking to go into a certain field, the community college is a great way to get started. Mm-hmm. You can get a lot of the prerequisites, the basics that can be transferred to those higher degrees, or you can get a degree that you can start working with right away without mm-hmm. having to go and spend $90,000 or another $180,000 on top of it to get the education and the knowledge that you need to do many different skill sets. Mm-hmm. So we'll be talking about all that and all the great bargains it is, and, you know, all the great things going on at BCC. And if you want to call in, again, 508-673-1480. And we'll be taking a break right now, but we'll be back to continue to talk with Laura Douglas, the president of Bristol Community College. Welcome back to See You Wednesdays. I'm Matt Shonick, President and CEO of the Fall River Municipal Credit Union. And we're here with Laura Douglas, the President of Bristol Community College. Bristol Community College is a great asset corporate citizen here in Fall River. And what does make BCC a unique program?
Well, thanks for that question. I really love that answer because we're not just like any community college. We actually, you know, we're the fourth largest community college in all of Massachusetts. And with that strength, we are able to offer a lot of specialized supports for our students. So we have a library learning commons where we have free tutoring, free research support, tech support. We have centers. We have a multicultural center, a women's center, a veterans center. We have a very high number of veterans in our community that we really enjoy serving. We have a Luso Centro, so everything Portuguese speaking, because we have such a strong Portuguese speaking community. And we, of course, we teach Portuguese and interpretation and translation. We also have a Holocaust and Genocide Center and a center for basic needs. So students who are struggling with housing or food can also tap into our experts. We have a lot of wraparound services for our students. Every student has a success coach and an academic advisor where you get to know that person individually, which makes a big difference. And that one person helps with advising and financial aid and basic needs and any kind of supports, maybe transportation, something like that. So that's really important. We have amazing faculty and staff. We've got four campuses in Bristol County, Attleboro, Taunton, Fall River, and New Bedford, as well as online. So that makes our college, I think, very accessible throughout all of Bristol County and very very flexible learning options. Mm-hmm. And as you mentioned at the top of the show, we're much more affordable than the $90,000 price tag of some of the Boston schools. We're about $7,000 a year, including books and supplies. And so, and actually most students qualify for financial aid. So for some students, they pay nothing at all for college. Mm-hmm. Others may pay a little bit more. So being affordable, we're always at the bottom of the heap of the 15 community colleges, always in that, we call that lower third, working very hard to keep it affordable for our folks. And we also do a lot of experiential learning. So we have service learning and internships, and we have a theater program. In fact, our students help write the plays, and they're going to be performing in Scotland this summer at the Fringe Festival. So we have a lot of opportunities that maybe traditional four-year colleges don't even have that students can access right here at Bristol Community College.
Wow, that's all on the campus right here in Fall River. It's one of those things that, you know, people are, think, oh, I've got to go to this great school or a name school. Mm-hmm. But that name comes with a major price tag. But, you know, as I kind of mentioned earlier, there's those opportunities where working with the four-year colleges that they can come to BCC for $7,000 a year, get, you know, a couple of years under, get their associates, and then there's some transition into some of the four-year colleges in the area, right?
That's right. And, you know, the average student today changes their major five or six times. So what was a four-year course for many students or parents think it's a four-year program turns out to be a 5 or a 6 year program. So imagine the expense of an additional year or so of college. So it's a good place to experiment if you're not sure what you want to do. But even if you do know what you want to do, you can sail through. And if you participate in the mass transfer program and have a plan to transfer to UMass or one of the state universities, when you make that transfer, there's even a tuition discount. So it becomes even more reasonable for students if they plan their transfer in advance. So we encourage students to do that.
That's great. And again, that gives them to that other part of the degree that, that they couldn't learn. I can't imagine what they can't learn at BCC. And as we say, there's so many different programs that are constantly developing. And it's almost like if someone's out there, they have a particular interest or field, they should contact the college and see, okay, what kind of curriculum do you have to help us?
Right, right. Hmm. And we're happy to help any student that's looking to go to college.
Mm-hmm. And there's another great program that, you know, it's come out, I think, within the last year, but it's really taken off, is the Mass Reconnect program.
Right. So that was brought online last summer, and we kicked it off this fall. It's free community college for those who are 25 and older. And there are a couple of caveats. You have to be in good academic standing, and that means that you, you know, if you were at the college before and didn't finish, that you don't have anything outstanding on your record or that kind of thing. But you also cannot have a college degree. So even if you have a certificate, you have some credits, you have no credits, you're welcome to come to Bristol Community College. You have to apply. It only takes about 5 minutes to apply. And then you have to submit the FAFSA, which is the financial aid form. And we have people standing by to help all of our students with the FAFSA. So it's not, it's certainly a little nerve-wracking, but it's not impossible. Our students do it all the time with the great help of our fantastic financial aid staff. And then what happens from there is if you are eligible for financial aid from the federal government, that federal aid kicks in. And if there's a remaining amount of money, then the Massachusetts Mass Reconnect Fund kicks in for that. So even if you have no financial aid, and you're over 25, we'll still pick up the tab. And this is so important for employers and so important for our community, because in Bristol County, we have some of the lowest college attainment rates. And that means that we have fewer adults who are skilled and trained for so many of the jobs that we have in this region or want to bring to this region. And so for Bristol County to have adults that are educated, it helps us to build the workforce that we need to bring in the industry, to bring in the businesses that will help us. They'll pay, these businesses pay taxes, and they provide good jobs. And we want all of our families to have access to sustainable careers. But we also know the importance of business and industry in our local economies and what that does for all of us.
Yeah, it's so important as someone that is out there trying to hire from time to time, you're looking for people with skills, and sometimes the basic skills are tough to come by. But you know, there's so many different ways that they can learn at BCC. And as we go through the hour, one of the things I'm going to be bringing up in one of the later segments is how you work with the business community here to really make sure that, you know, their workforces can continue to grow and get trained, as well as helping to you know, foster that, because you know there's grant money out there for educating your staffs and things like that. So we want to make sure everyone out there knows about all those different programs. And just like the Mass Reconnect program, that is a very important program, and it's important to the South Coast region, because you have a lot of industries that have been here for a long time, but you also have a lot of new industries between the Amazon warehouse. I mean, you still need people that have basic knowledge of different things to be able to do that. But then you've got the wind industry that's coming in and other technologies that are coming into this area, because there's a great areas and resources. And with the industrial park, there's more and more companies going in there. They need to have skilled workforce. And if we can get them trained here in Fall River so that the locals can be able to go into those jobs, that's going to make the everyone, you know, be lifted up.
You're so right. And, you know, we started in the fall with 450 adult students, and now this spring we have about 780 students enrolled in the program. Wow. So it's just amazing to see how the adults in our community have responded. They want to come back to work. When I talk to them, they're so funny. They'll say, oh, you know, I'm so thankful for the Mass Reconnect program. I've always wanted to come back to school. I've always wanted to finish my degree. I recognize that this is an amazing opportunity, and I'm not going to blow it. And it's interesting, Matt, because when we're starting to get our data in on these students and their success rates, and we had higher success rates from our adult students than we did from our younger students. We had higher retention rates, meaning that they continued from fall to spring at a higher rate than our traditional age students. So I think it's a wonderful testimony to the taxpayer of how this is going to benefit the community. And remember, better jobs means more taxes. We all share that burden. So when we share it, hopefully it lessens that burden. But it is really a great and an amazing opportunity for our adults.
That's great. And it's great that BCC can be right at the front of that and helping these 780 now You'll be at 1,000 pretty soon, mm-hmm. the way things are going. So we have to take another break. We have some commercials we got to do, and then we'll be back to talk more with Laura Douglas from Bristol Community College. Welcome back to CU Wednesdays. I'm Matt Schondick, President, CEO of the Fall River Municipal Credit Union. Maybe you're getting your tax return back and you get a little refund and you want to do something with it. Don't forget, a certificate of deposit with FRMCU might be just the way to earn more money. We've got some great offers, specials that are out there right now. Go to our website at frmcu.com and see how much you can start saving and get a better rate with as little as $500 in a CD at Fall River Municipal Credit Union. Welcome back to CU Wednesdays. I'm here with Laura Douglas, the president of Bristol Community College, and we were talking about the great Mass Connect program, getting the students back to college. If you're out there, maybe you years ago you were in college, but you had to stop, whether it was family issue or work issue or finances. That's a great program to get back in there and learn and get your degree. But it's not just students that you work with. There's a lot of businesses that can take advantage of all the resources over at Bristol Community College. And the workforce training program is a great one. I know we use it at the credit union, but it helps a lot of businesses in the area to be able to get their training for their staff at very affordable rates, right?
Yes. We give out tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars in grants in conjunction with the state of Massachusetts and provide a lot of different trainings in our community. First, let's just start with adult education. There are many adults in our community who have not graduated from high school, and we provide free high school equivalency training. And we also provide English as a second language. In fact, when we look at companies right now, one of the biggest requests is to come into their companies and teach English as a second language. So that is something that we do very often, and that's very important to our workforce. But we actually have a lot of corporate grants, grants up to $250,000 per company for specialized training. So you mentioned your bank has accessed that, and many of our community businesses have done that. And it's a way to upskill, and it could be technical training, it could be computer based training like Excel and other types of training. But we also have a lot of clean room technology in this area, especially Fall River, where we're where things are being manufactured in sterile environments. And we do a lot of that specialized training as well. So we can train for chemical industries, manufacturing, and just you name it. We also do a lot of training on diversity, equity, inclusion. There's been a huge need for that in our community. Everybody's trying to figure out how to recruit a more diverse workforce, and so we've really tried to help our local businesses with that as well. Another very strong aspect of industry training is our National Offshore Wind Institute. We mentioned before that we train people who are going to be out on those wind turbines. The training for that is very stylized. It's accredited through the Global Wind Organization. So we train in safety, fire suppression, basic technical skills, basic safety skills. We do underwater training for helicopters. If you're out on a helicopter, you get dunked and you have to learn how to escape, and that's just part of the requirement. We do repair of the wind turbine blades and just so much more. So I really hope if you're a business person out there looking to train your workforce that you think about business solutions and partnerships. That's the name of the department at Bristol Community College. You can just Google us, but Bristol has a very strong department there. Business Solutions and Partnerships, and you can get on our mailing list, and we provide regular newsletters that just talk about the different types of trainings that we have available. They can be done for a few employees, and they can be done for an entire company.
Mm-hmm. And it's great working with the college, because I mean, with the resources, they know how to apply for the grants, how to get rewarded, and the catalog of things that are covered, courses that are covered by the grants is unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Because when we get it, it's like everyone's trying to figure out, okay, what do we need for, you know, in the lending area? What do we need in a different area? But, you know, there's a lot of things that everybody needs. Mm-hmm. And we did some during COVID remotely, so it didn't stop then. But now we've had a few in on-site where you come, educate our staff right there, they're actually able to work on their, you know, the database that they're working on. So it's terrific to be able to do that and have them have real hands-on experience with something that they can be building off of, you know, in their day-to-day work.
Yeah, and you know, it's a great way to help our employees move up into positions within our organizations, right? And we'd all rather grow our own than have someone go and then have to bring somebody back in. So when we can really upskill and train and help that next generation to move up in our organizations, it's really a win-win for everybody. And often, like you mentioned, the grants that come in could mean that training is free.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you know, as we said, we did it ours. We did Access. We did done Excel. We've done different modules of, you know, workforce. And you have people at all different levels. Some people mm-hmm. that haven't used it much. Other people that have used it a lot. But going through that course, I use them all the time. I love to my spreadsheets and things. But working next to, you know, some of the staff as they're learning, they were able to see what. You know, the capabilities are, because some people get too nervous about utilizing these softwares, mm-hmm. and it's right there and available, and the yep. trainers that were great that came in to deal with us. So if you're out there, you have a business, you want to get some new skills for your staff, definitely contact the Business Solutions and Partnerships to find out what grant money is out there. Maybe you can be able to really expand it, because as we were talking about off air, this is great for the employer, because we're getting skills for the employer for our employees, but it's also good for that employee, because now they're learning more, they're becoming more, not that we want to have more marketable, but they're more experienced for us and what we're looking for, and that helps us to be more efficient as we go forward. So definitely, it's a great program. If you're out there, they should definitely contact the college. Now, what's the best way to contact the college for a lot of the things we're talking
yeah,
about here?
Yeah, you know, the best way is to go online and just Google Bristol Community College. And on our homepage, there's a landing page with lots of different ways to find the area that you're interested in, whether it's Mass Reconnect or whether it's credit programs or corporate programs. But if you go to the website, you can see that there's a place to click on for business solutions and partnerships. But you can also go to the search engine and just type in workforce training, and that'll get you right to where you need to go, who to call, and then begin that conversation to explore what your company needs.
Great. Yeah, no, and I would recommend anybody that's out there that is listening. It's a great program, and, you know, it's worked well for us, and I think anybody that can take advantage of it is great, because, it helps you, it helps your workforce, and, again, creates more skills for your staff, and I think that makes them feel better about, you know, their experiences. You've got anything else going on right now that you want to make sure people are aware of?
Well,
you've got a couple events coming up, but I want to hit on those too.
We do, and you know, we have some other new programs that I'd love to share about.
Yes.
We have a supply chain management program. It's a certificate. We built that after the offshore wind program, because we knew that this was very critical to the success of offshore wind. It comes with an internship, and we have students now that are interning in New Bedford building the offshore wind supply chain management model that we hope to use. So it's that's real world experience. We also have a program which is we call it a concurrent enrollment program. It's for students with disabilities, students who are neurodiverse. Many students have autism or developmental disabilities, and we bring in those students and we help provide them with some great skills, and they're able to take college classes, and we have a new internship component. So if you're looking to hire take in an intern, a student with a disability for your company, it's a great way to add diversity. And these are wonderful students who are so interested in working. We'd love to find out more about how we could connect you to a student. We just started a new program with Pakistan, an exchange program with Kennard College in Lahore, Pakistan. And we just are launching the Wolfson Speaker Series on April 18th with Pete Sousa, the White House photographer. He's coming in. So that's very exciting. And then hot off the press, Taunton Public Schools was just awarded an early college grant with Bristol Community College. So this will be the first early college program in Taunton. That's where Taunton High School students will be able to begin taking college classes while they're in high school. So there were three awards given throughout the whole Commonwealth of Massachusetts, and we were one of those recipients. So we're very excited to work with Taunton. And so if you're in our listening area and have a child in high school there, get ready for that amazing program.
That is terrific. It's great. I'm speaking as an alumni of Taunton High School. I graduated in 79. So it's one of those great things to hear that the school so many years later is getting into this program, because it's so important. They were always ways to try and they've always tried to be part of the community. They worked with Bridgewater State College in advanced programs for kids in school where they go there. But it's great that they can start their high school college education in conjunction with the BCC. Now your campus in Taunton, where is that campus?
It's in the old Coyle Cassidy school building. Yep. So it's a great location. Mm-hmm. It's on a bus line, and it's really walking distance from the center of Taunton. Mm-hmm. It has a wonderful athletic field. So we have our athletic program there, and we have a full gym. Our basketball program is there, as well as soccer. And we share that space with the city of Taunton and also Taunton Public Schools. So it's a new venture for us in partnership with the city and Taunton Public Schools, and mm-hmm. we're building that out right now. But it is extremely exciting, because that's where we'll have opportunities for our early college program. And we mm-hmm. have at that facility, not only do we have our athletic facilities, but we have some of the most amazing science labs. We've put a lot of money into those science labs, and that will be a really important component of this early college program, STEM preparation.
That's great. And I know that Taunton was a challenge, because you were in the old Coyle, that had some issues, then you were at the mall, then that got taken down, sold.
That's
so
right.
You were kind of like a nomad there for a while, but it's great. That facility is terrific, and you're right. It's right close to downtown. The facilities over there are terrific. It's not too far from where I grew up. I know the neighborhood very well. It's a great one. Nice little pub right down the street from there.
Oh, there you go.
Grove Street Pub. It's great that you're able to expand, and because it is Bristol Community College, it's Bristol mm-hmm. County. Mm-hmm. It's not just Fall River. It's mm-hmm. getting into all those other areas and reaching out to Attleboro. People forget that there are other towns outside their own when you talk mm-hmm. about community mm-hmm. at the county, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's great. How many students do you think it would be able to take advantage of that?
Yeah, I don't have the exact number, and so it you add a new class every year. Mm-hmm. So I can't remember what the prospectus was, but it will be significant for Taunton. It'll be so it is funded by the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education. Mm-hmm. And so we have other programs that are funded that same way. Bristol has been a real leader in this space. We have a program in New Bedford High School. We have one here with Durfee High School in Fall River, as well as Argosy Charter School. And so this will be the next added to that wonderful hand of early college. And we also do dual enrollment. So we have other programs, and they're funded in a variety of ways, which allows us to have partnerships with high schools so that they can take college classes. So mm-hmm. it's not just early college, but early college is the premium package. That's what we're really looking for. We want those students to be able to go to high school and walk away with 30 college credits, which is a half of an associate degree. Mm-hmm. So parents love this program because it takes a full year of college off of their plates, and that's really important. It includes books and those other supplies too. So mm-hmm. it's a truly wonderful investment that our legislature has made in our public education.
Yeah, before you mention that, I was going to say this isn't the first foray into that for Bristol Community College, and I know we've talked about the programs here in Fall River and New Bedford, and it's great that you've been able to extend it out to Taunton, and it's so important to get that leg up, to be mm-hmm. able to find, to start getting a feel for it, because a lot of students, they start the college process and they go in and they're learning things, but they don't necessarily know what they want to do. And this is giving them an opportunity to kind of get some exposure to some of the programs mm-hmm. even before they graduate high school. So maybe they can make that decision, maybe not go 5 years and have the 4 years.
That's right. And you know, the great thing about this program too, it taps students that have the ability to go to college but might not be thinking about going to college. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we really want to make sure that opportunity is available to those students as well, right? Because affordability and access is a real issue. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Great. Well, we've got to take another break, and then we'll be back to wrap up the hour. If you want to join the conversation, 508-673-1480, and we'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to CU Wednesdays. I'm Matt Tronick, President and CEO of the Fall River Municipal Credit Union. Hey, maybe it's starting to get warmer, finally. And if you're working on doing your projects around the house and maybe you need a little funds, don't forget an equity loan from Fall River Municipal Credit Union. Maybe just the way to finance that. Rates are great, quick turnaround, and local service. Turn to FRMCU and check out FRMCU.com to see all the great benefits of membership in Fall River Municipal Credit Union. We've been talking with Laura Douglas, the president of Bristol Community College, one of the this past year that Bristol Community College was honored as one of the businesses of the year. That's great. There's always, as we say, it's a great community corporate citizen here in the community, and we love that. But there's always things going on around PCC. Anything that we missed? I know we've got about 10 minutes left that we can make sure people know about what's going on around BCC.
Yes, well, we have our Bristol Awards dinner coming up tomorrow. That's where we honor our alumni, and our Paragon winner, the big prize, is going to Representative Alan Sylvia. He's done a terrific amount of work in our community, but many people don't recognize that he's an alum of Bristol Community College. He's also a veteran, and Representative Sylvia was very instrumental in Securing funding for our Veterans Center at Bristol Community College. And so we're very thankful for that. Bristol County has the largest number of veterans per capita than any other part of Massachusetts. So it's extremely important that we support our veterans. And so we also have a scholarship, an endowed scholarship named after Alan to support those veterans. So if you are a veteran, we've got a lot of services there. And then we've got commencement coming up in May, and every year we have a few special awards. We have an honorary degree, and this year our honorary degree is going to Maria Lawton of the Portuguese Table. She has a wonderful show on PBS, and she has done so much in this community to further our knowledge of a Portuguese culture, especially our Azorean roots here in Fall River. And I just saw today on her LinkedIn that her show has been nominated for an Emmy. So we are recognizing Maria Lawton, the Azorean green bean, and her work to further further the celebration of our Portuguese culture here in our community. We also have two distinguished citizens. Our first distinguished citizen that we will recognize is Richard Wolfson. Dick Wolfson is a member of our foundation board, and he has generously funded an endowed fund for us every year to bring in a world-famous speaker, and our inaugural speaker is on the 18th of April, Pete Sousa, the White House photographer, and every year we hope to bring in a household name, and we invite everyone to come for free. So that's what's really amazing about this endowment. You would pay quite a lot of money for a ticket to come see Pete Sousa, but the gift from Dick Wilson is so wonderful. It really enhances our ability to learn and get excited about different things. So you'll be seeing him at the college in a couple of just next week. And the other distinguished citizen that we are going to honor is the former mayor of New Bedford, John Bullard. And John has done a lot of work in the preservation of historic buildings in New Bedford. Of course, he's been a very strong and stable leader for New Bedford. And then he's also done a lot of work in the environment space, especially with our oceans. And he was very instrumental for years with working on federal legislation. Today, he is head of the board for the New Bedford Ocean Cluster, which is also a body that is working hard to support the offshore wind industry. So we will be honoring Maria Lawton, Richard Wolfson, and John Bullard. So we've just got so many great things happening in our community and so many wonderful people to celebrate.
Yep, and if you want to find out more, you can go to bristolcc.edu. There's tons of information on the website. And if someone wants to help get involved to help support the college, what can they do?
Yeah, so, you know, we are so thankful for the support that we receive, either donations or time. Our alumni work very hard in giving back to the college. And all you need to do is give us a call. If we have a development office, our chief development officer, her name is Judy Urquhart. If you wanted to call the college, we would put you in touch with her. If you'd like to make a gift, if you'd like to underwrite a student with a scholarship, if you'd like to just give to a cause, one of the causes that we have that's so necessary at the college is our mobile food market. We actually feed over 480 families every month with free food, and many of our students really struggle to make ends meet, and they often give up things like food and other necessities so that they can afford a college education. We're always looking for ways to connect people who are so generous and want to support students in their academic pursuits. And we would be so happy to talk with you about what you might want to give and support.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's great. And there's so many things. And as they say on the website, there's upcoming events, and it's like loaded and loaded of all kinds of things, supporting veterans, supporting students that have certain needs that they have to support, you know, just even opportunities for dropping in to see what's going on. So it's great, all the things that are going on over there at mm-hmm. BCC. And thank you for your leadership, these past 7 years.
Well, thank you so much. And thank you for inviting me on. I love to come on the show and just talk about all things Bristol and how the college makes our community a wonderful place. So great. Thank you, Matt.
Well, thank you. And thank you to Bristol Community College. And we appreciate everyone out there listening. And we'll see everybody again next week on See You Wednesday. Hopefully the weather stays good and we'll have a great week coming up. So thank you, everyone. And we'll see you next week on See You Wednesday.
And we'll see you again, I hope. I've got some good chamber events coming up, too.
Well, I'll be there tomorrow night. We bought a table, so we've got about five or six people coming.
Good. Thank you. Some wonderful honorees. I couldn't remember all their names. I didn't have my cheat sheet, but we're certainly happy to honor Alan for the work that he's done. He's often a very quiet man.